Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, did you ever do spring house cleaning as you were growing up, or perhaps your grandmother did, or do you still do spring house cleaning? Spring and fall, it was a tradition that major cleaning went on. It might mean taking down the drapes. It might be in the olden days taking up carpets and beating them with that carpet beater. Well, I don't know about you, but I think things have changed a bit and cleaning is more likely to go on throughout the year rather than this major spring and fall cleaning. But maybe it's different at your house. However, there is one place that we all should do spring house cleaning, or sometime at least annually, and that is to take a look at your spices, because they do run out in terms of flavor. I also want to talk about vinegar, and vinegar, another flavoring that, on the other hand, is good indefinitely. We'll come back more specifically to that. But what about spices? How long do they last? Well, some of them do have an expiration date on the bottom of the container that you can actually read. And if it doesn't, a good idea, just keep a Sharpie there in the drawer or cabinet wherever you put spices when you buy them new, so that you can put a mark on them for the date that you bought them. Just a good way to kind of keep up to date with what they are in terms of time. But spices do lose flavor. It doesn't mean that if you use them they're going to harm you. It just means that you're going to lose that flavor. What about some guidelines? Indefinitely, vanilla extract and salt. Those two are never going to go bad, as we say. But maybe we should be saying not good, because we're really talking about quality, not food safety. Whole spices are going to keep their quality longer than those are ground. And so some whole spices, like peppercorns and whole allspice, caraway seeds, could last up to 4 years. And the ground spices, more like 2 years. And those leafy herbs, more like 1 year. So if you don't see a date, you could use the sniff test. If there's no aroma, it's likely that they have no flavor or have lost a lot of flavor. But here's a kind of a saving grace. If you have something that you don't really know how long you've had it and you really want to use it, well, you might be able to bring it back, revive it a bit, by heating it in a skillet, a medium low, stirring constantly because they burn easily, but heat them up, and that sometimes can bring back the flavor. And that you could do, any time and just put them back in the container. That could be a trick too. Or if you're ready to use them and you go, I don't know if this is really going to give me all the flavor I want, you can heat them in a little oil. And as they warm, they'll release that flavor and that aroma. And you could also think about whether you could substitute another spice or herb for what's in the recipe. Now, if you've received a recipe for something that you tasted, maybe it was a friend or somewhere, you got the recipe and you want it to taste exactly the same, then you better be sure you have all those spices and herbs. However, if you're not quite that picky, you say, well, I want it to be something like that, well, there's oftentimes substitutes you can make for whatever the recipe calls. And just remember, if it's what I call a sweet spice, like cinnamon and ginger and cloves, if you're substituting, use a sweet spice. On the other hand, if it's a savory, you'll want to use a savory substitute. Or if you're you usually use poultry seasoning, well, that's actually made up of several different spices, and that would include some thyme and some sage. Same with a pumpkin pie spice. It's really handy to keep, but that's made up of cinnamon and ginger and allspice and nutmeg and cinnamon. So you could substitute and make up your own. Might not taste exactly like it has in the past, but it still would come out tasting really well. Another thing to think about is if you are substituting fresh, great alternative, for dried, you'll need to use 3 times as much. So if the recipe calls for 1 teaspoon of a dried herb, then you will need to substitute 1 tablespoon of that fresh chopped up herb. Just think about that. The drying process, you know, takes out the moisture and makes it take up less space. So think about that. 3 times as much, I think, is an easy way to remember that. 1 tablespoon equals 1 teaspoon. 1 tablespoon of fresh equals 1 teaspoon of dried. How many spices do you want to keep on your shelf? That, how often do you use them? You may not want to invest in many, maybe just the ones that are your favorites. But don't try, or don't be afraid of trying something new. And then be sure that they are kept in a good place. What's a good place for spices? Well, it's dark and it's not near heat. I always smile, or I guess sometimes get frustrated, when I see the kitchen planners who are putting this neat little spice shelf pull out right next to the kitchen range. Not a good place, because there's a lot of heat there. You want them handy, but maybe not quite that handy. Again, keep them in a dark space and not where they are getting direct heat, not over the range, for instance. Maybe within arm's reach, but not close enough to get the heat from the range. So dark and no more than room temperature. Now, another possibility is if you know you have a spice that, or an herb that you don't use often, but you want to be sure so you have some on hand, you might seal those up and put them in the freezer. That will help them stay a little bit fresher also. So spices and herbs, great things to have in our kitchen to add great flavor, but we need to handle them. And every once in a while, do that spring or fall or day, whenever you want to do the cleaning, and check out the spice and herbs that you have in your kitchen. Now, I want to also mention vinegar, because thank goodness vinegar is indefinitely safe and usable. Doesn't mean that it's always going to have continued best quality, but they will last for a long time. Again, especially vinegar should be kept the same way those spices and herbs, in a dark place and not where there's a lot of heat. And that will help keep their color as well as their flavor quality. Some changes if you've had vinegar for a long time and you're thinking, well, can I use this? Well, yeah, probably. It's going to be safe to use. It may not come up with a great flavor, but probably will, because they keep so well, because they're acidic. You don't have to worry about the food safety issue. But some changes you might see over time if you had them for a long time. There might be a change in color. Although one of the things that as you look at vinegars, often if they're special kinds of vinegars, they are in dark bottles, so they are protected from the light. Most often the white vinegar is in a clear container. So if your vinegar's color changes, it maybe says that it's lost some of its best quality. It might also develop some sediments, or it might get cloudy. Again, it's certainly perfectly safe to use it, and you actually could pour it through a coffee filter and take that sediment out. There's something called the mother of vinegar, and it's kind of a jelly-like substance that forms commonly in apple cider vinegar and can happen in other vinegars too. And it doesn't look real appealing, but it's certainly harmless, and again, that can be filtered out. What about changing taste? Well, as we said, over a long period of time, there might be some change in flavor, and certainly then could affect the recipes that you're using them in. So again, keep your unopened bottles and the open bottles away from direct sunlight. Keep them in as cool a place as possible. Not cold, but not where it's especially warm in your kitchen. And always be sure that the lid is back on appropriately so that you don't have air and perhaps moisture from the air getting into that vinegar. So think about whether that needs to be on your list of spring cleaning, the spices and flavorings in your kitchen. And until next time, here's the thought. Life is like a bicycle. To keep your balance, you must keep moving.